Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's installment, we're going to get into the nature of the power of story itself, both how it changes those hearing the story as well as the storyteller themselves. And we're going to be doing this by taking a look at a program hosted by the LGBT Resource Center, the St. Cloud State University campus, The Story Project, where they're wanting to interview LGBT plus students, faculty, staff, and alumni at St. Cloud State to hear what they have to say. So today on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, we're sitting down with Seth Kampfer from the LGBT Resource Center to talk about the Story Project. Why don't we start off, and how about you introduce yourself, and what is your role here at St. Cloud State?
Yeah, so my name is Seth Kampfer. The pronouns that I use are he, him, his, or ze, zim, zer. And I am the director of the LGBT Resource Center. Yeah, so the Story Project is an opportunity for students, staff, faculty, and alum at SCSU to sort of tell their story. And we're looking at LGBT plus students, staff, and faculty and alum. To kind of talk about their experiences of being an LGBT plus person here at SCSU, and even just their general experience. What's it like to be gay? What's it like to be trans? What's it like to be a queer individual? What are your hardships? What are the things that annoy you? What are the experiences that have made you feel so comfortable in your skin? So this is an opportunity for people just to basically talk about their experience, share that, connect on that human level, find empathy with one another. And so we have different locations and different times throughout October, November, and December.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Why don't you just list those real quick?
Yeah, it's quite a long list.
And then we'll get back to it later, too. But
for sure.
What is the list there?
So we have the upcoming ones are Thursday, October 26th, so this Thursday, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in Primrose Room in Atwood. Friday, October 27th, from noon until 3 p.m. in the Isabel Room in Lawrence Hall. Monday, November 6th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Lotus Room in Atwood. Thursday, November 9th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in Primrose Room, Atwood. Friday, December 1st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Isabel Room in Lawrence. And then Wednesday, December 13th, 8 a.m. to noon in Maple Room, Atwood.
Yeah, that is quite the list.
It is.
A lot of opportunity there. Yeah.
We really want to make sure that people can come at any times that work for their schedule. So people can sign up and go to the LGBT Resource Center's website. They can click on a link and go to a sign-up genius and sign up that way. Or they can even step into the LGBT Resource Center and sign up on a paper form, and we'll put them in the system. So,
well, right on.
Yeah.
So the project itself is probably going to go in a couple of different directions here, but why is people telling their stories? Why is this important?
So in our center, we believe that storytelling is really important because you can connect with somebody's experience and say, you know what, that experience sounds very similar to me. And this makes me feel seen. And in the end, we want people to sort of have a sense of belonging. We want people to feel like they can exist in their totality, both on campus and even off of campus, and can take that feeling of belonging, that feeling of existing, into whatever they want to do in their life.
Yeah, because there is that shared experience.
Right.
Where, you know, people are, you know, they have this realization that they're a little bit different than, you know, the quote unquote normal,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I kind of want to just knock that word normal.
Exactly.
Out,
yeah.
Because there really isn't a normal, but
you thank
know,
this, you.
Yeah. You don't even want to say common either, but common might be closer.
Yeah. Typical. We use typical a lot in the center to describe certain things. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've discussed it with students before too, especially when it comes to maybe transgender, where, you know, you put that out there where it's like, okay, you know, you flip a coin and, you know, chances are you're going to be a boy, you're going to be a girl. Well, how many sides do there are a coin?
Exactly.
There are three.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there you've got that. And then, you know, human nature is just kind of a strange thing anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the human existence is so expansive and so multiple that there is so much more than just a binary.
Yeah. It's almost like painting with just primary colors. you start mixing the colors, you start having different things.
That is a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are those shared experiences, you know, especially like looking back. If you're talking to somebody who, you know, they're maybe in their 70s and they, you know, they went through a different thing when they were coming out.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, but yet those are very shared experiences because mm-hmm. everybody has a different thing that happened.
Definitely.
Maybe they don't know how to approach a situation, whereas somebody's like, oh, yeah, I've dealt with that.
And mm-hmm.
You've held one of these sessions so far.
Correct.
How was the turnout for that, or what kind of response did you get?
Yeah, so we had a couple of people actually come into the center and sign up, a couple of people use our online form. But the turnout was great, and I had the opportunity to sit in on three of the interviews, and it was interesting to sort of see like people hesitate on signing up or not signing up. And I think the hesitation around there is like, who's going to know about my experience? Who's going to know about me? It's sort of outing myself. And also there's a fear around the questions that we're asking. And I think it's important to sort of get out there that the questions that we're asking, they're not intrusive. They are non-invasive. They're basically, you get to take the power. You get to, step in the shoes of controlling your own story and controlling your own narrative. And the questions allow you to do that. So if one is interviewed, they can answer the questions however they want to. They don't have to answer the questions. They can say, let's skip that one. I remember we had somebody come in yesterday and we said, here are the questions, look them over so you kind of know what we're asking you. And you could see the nervousness just resting on their shoulders. And once they read through the questions, everything just sort of dropped. Their whole body language shifted to knowing that, oh, you aren't asking me details that I don't want to share. No, you're asking me to explain my own experience, use my own terms, use my own language. And so that was a really powerful moment in those interviews that I saw is that there's that fear about, well, how can I share my experience? And you get the power in this opportunity, and we're providing this platform for people to take on that power and share it in whatever way they want to share it.
Right on. Do you mind sharing a couple of the questions you asked?
Yeah. So some of the questions that we ask, one is, what is your experience as being part of the LGBT plus community here at SCSU? And we got a lot of questions saying that it's been very positive. And that being able to go to the LGBT Resource Center, have an actual space on campus, has been vital to their experience, as well as having different student organizations, but also that conversations around gender and sexuality aren't limited to just the LGBT Resource Center. They're being had in classrooms and with professors and their peers. We did have somebody say that there is still a sort of fear around being queer or trans, and I'm using those two as umbrella terms, especially on campus. But that because of that community that they build through the center, through the student orgs, through those conversations in and outside of the LGBT Resource Center, that they build a group and they're able to go around places in those groups and find a semblance of trust and solidarity. But then they said that there's sort of a downside in that it's tough to kind of go out individually, even into St. Cloud and the city, and walk around and have people looking at you and sort of microaggressions pop up here and there and that kind of thing. So whilst a lot of the stories have been quite positive and very uplifting, there is some reality in those narratives of fear and hatred and potential violence that could happen. So
yeah, there's the wariness.
Yes,
that kind of need to carry with them.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Just in my time here in town, and also, you know, I'm older too. I've seen how things have changed, for the better. But at the same time, it's not completely gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you know, maybe this is something that where people could kind of learn about this.
For sure. And that's another flip side of it is we're trying to provide a platform for people to find a sense of belonging, but we're also providing a platform for those who are not part of the LGBT plus community to say, oh, wow, this is what people are experiencing. These are the realities of these individuals' lives. I'm more knowledgeable now, And hopefully those people that are watching what we put together, and we're going to sort of, it's like a pseudo documentary kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That when people watch this, that may be allies or maybe want to know more about the LGBT plus community, that they take that and critically think about what they're receiving and say, okay, so this is the experience. How can I make sure that I don't create more microaggressions or create a harmful space of exclusion and erasure and that kind of thing? So,
mm-hmm. Well, it kind of reminds me of another program from a few years back, that It Gets Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, some people might not be familiar with that. I think that was mostly like Famous Folk or anything, but it was video.
Yes.
Definitely. And, people would, you know, be saying, hey, listen, you're going through something now, but it does get better. And that's primarily aimed at, you know, kids.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's one of these things, you know, I work with kids too. And, you know, sometimes you can kind of tell somebody's struggling with that.
Definitely.
And they're just like, I think I'm gay. I don't know. And it, you know, kids are rough anyways, but you add that onto it. And,
right.
And there really is a serious problem with suicide and bullying.
Yep.
Within, you know, high school, junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, you know, I think this project could be part of that too.
Yeah. And when you couple somebody questioning their sexuality or their gender during those formative years and that worriness, it manifests itself into potential suicide. And when you look at the breakdown of trans individuals, the suicide rate just jumps exponentially, and potential harm to oneself jumps exponentially for trans individuals and even for other sexual minorities. So it's the It Gets Better project was great, and I think it's still going on, sort of. But it's still sometimes tough to hear, especially as a queer youth, that like it gets better, and it's sort of like kind of patting oneself on the back or patting somebody on the back and like, it'll get better, it's okay, and it does, but it still is,
it's still a hard thing to hear.
It's still a hard thing to hear.
It sucks now.
Yeah, right. You're like, it is so frustrating. I don't know what to do. This worriness is just pounding in the back of my head.
Yeah, every day.
And yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly. And so we wanted to sort of have that component in the story project, but again, we really wanted to focus on, we want you to talk about your story in its fullness, if that's what that person wants to share, and maybe in that person's story it does get better, and maybe in that person's story they're still struggling with things, but we want people again to connect on that level, say, you know what, I am still struggling, I hear that people are saying it gets better, but it's nice to hear that this person is still persisting, even in that struggle.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, where today we're talking with Seth Kampfer, director of the LGBT Resource Center on St. Cloud State University campus. They've got a program going on right now called The Story Project. That's what we're talking about today. So, Seth, what are you going to be doing with these stories that you're collecting?
So what we're going to be doing is compiling all of these stories, editing them together. And so it's sort of going to be like a documentary in a way of these people's experiences, highlighting the challenges, highlighting the exciting moments in those stories, and showing the gamut of the experience, showing why it's great or why it's challenging to be a queer trans individual here at SCSU. We want people to understand that there's still some challenges, but there's some really great things. We want people to know about some of the more frustrating things. So another question that we ask is, what are some things that you want people to know? And a lot of the times in the past couple of interviews, people have talked about some of the misunderstandings that happen or some of the myths that they know that they want people to kind of break away from or demystify. And so, like I said, we're going to put all these together and we'll debut it next semester. And I was just having conversations with a grad student who's actually running this. So definitely give credit to Brianna from the LGBT Resource Center, because she's running this. We will be debuting it sometime next semester, maybe during Out Proud Week. We'll see. But we're really excited to pull it all together and to show people what is it like to be LGBT plus folk here at SCSU.
Another question, is this video also or just audio?
No, it's video. Okay. Yes, we're recording people, so you'll be able to see them. And we're really excited so that people can visually see others. And that's, I think, a big component in the LGBT plus community is that a lot of those identities are invisible. And so it's really great to see somebody talk about their experience, especially with invisible identities.
Absolutely. You know, that was kind of one thing we were talking about before we hit record. You know, some of these people, well, when it comes to, you know, like marriage equality and things like that, the movement for that, the folks who were working on it found that adding that personal component to the discussion, that individual personal component, would literally change people's views just right there on the spot as mm-hmm. soon as they realize, wait, I know somebody that this affects. And then it yep. really sinks in. So, you know, some of these folks that are in this project, yeah, you might see them every day.
Yeah.
You might not know. You know, you might not know what their struggle is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, I think, kind of an important thing as well. You know, we're all in this together. We're all going to school here. We're working here. We're doing whatever. Well, why not make it the best for everybody?
Yeah. And put that face to that experience. Put that humanity back in. And that's what we wanted to do. From the start to the end. So on a lot of our promotional material, you're going to see faces. We wanted that to be apparent that we want any experience, and we want people's experiences whose identities interconnect. So we want queer and trans people of color to come and talk about their experiences. We want queer and trans people who are at varying socioeconomic statuses to talk about that and talk about how their socioeconomic status weaves into their experience. And so on and so forth. One of our big goals this year for the LGBT Research Center is to be more intersectional in our efforts and with our programming and with our engagement. And that's important because for us, and especially even with the Story Project, is that not everybody's experience is the same. And that's okay. But there are components to each person's experience that can hit a chord with another person that may carry different identities. So again, looking at that humanity of that experience and looking at those nuances as well. So
very nice. Very nice. So what other programs does the LGBT Center have going on?
Yeah, so this month was our LGBT History Month. So every week we had a specific event. So the first week we had the big picture. And so we asked students, staff, and faculty to come take a photo to visually or to have a visualization of the support that is here on campus. And that was really cool and really beautiful to see people come out and take a photo. The second week, we switched gears from last year. So last year, we did a coming out where people could actually walk through a doorway. We're like, you know what? Is sort of a tired trope in a way. Let's do something again around narratives. Let's build up to the end of our month of programming where we're really focusing on narratives. And so we did a coming out open mic night. And so people could come and do song, poetry, slam poetry. We had somebody actually do ASL interpretation. It was awesome. And last week we have a yearly film series. We started it this year. It's called Color and Film. So last week we showed Paris is Burning to kind of play homage to history of the LGBT history. But every single month we are showing a film in our film series, again, called Color and Film. And each film is going to center a person of color as the main character, as well as have a queer or trans narrative. And we wanted to do that because the representation of queer and trans people of color in LGBT movement rights and visuals and even organizations is minimal to non-existent. And so since we have this platform, since we have a center, let's show representation in its totality. And so we focused that with our Color and Film. That's going to continue next semester. So look out for that. We also have a film coming up next month. We're showing The Way He Looks, and that is an international film. So definitely check it out. And next month, we also have a body affirmation slash self-affirmation photo campaign. It's called Declare Your Body. And a lot of other LGBT research centers and other institutions do photo campaigns around consent. They also do photo campaigns around pronouns. And those are great. And we really appreciate the work that those centers are doing. But we wanted to sort of hit at an issue that is within the LGBT plus community, and that is specifically around one's own, there's a huge body image issue within the LGBT plus community. And when you look at research and that kind of stuff, there's a huge body image issue specifically with the trans community and also with gay men. And also when you look at sort of body affirmation campaigns or self-affirmation campaigns with different companies and organizations, it excludes either consciously or subconsciously queer and trans folk. And we were like, you know what? Let's do something fun here. Let's do something cool. We're going to do a photo campaign called Declare Your Body. And we hope that queer and trans folk will come out. And we have a whiteboard and it says, I declare, and it allows you to declare a component of yourself. It can be a physical feature or it can be something of your existence. But we want to help people bring light to the exclusion of queer and trans folk around those kind of campaigns. But we also want to give the platform for people, again, to share their story, to possibly help those who are trans in their transition. As well as them saying, you know what, I don't have to, like, even though I'm trans, I don't have to, and I'm not going to look like Laverne Cox, even though Laverne Cox is amazing. I'm a gay man, but I'm not gonna look like those go-go boys or something like that.
Yeah, well,
like,
exactly. Everybody's got their own personal way of being.
Exactly.
And maybe they don't change.
and that's yeah. Fine. I think that's also, and that's a, it's a good thing to say, is that when one is trans, you don't have to have physical surgery or body modification in any way to be trans. And we, again, wanted this campaign to sort of have that in, have that component in there as well. So it's called Declare Your Body. It's going to happen during Trans Awareness Week next month. So look out for our promo for that. It's going to be really cool. We're really excited to give that platform to people. And that's why we call it Declare Your Body. It's your opportunity to tell your story, to declare something about yourself that nobody else can do. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, all about the story. So the story project that you've got going on, why don't we run through the dates once more?
Here's the long list to get.
Yeah.
So the story project is running in October, November, and December. So the dates are Thursday, October 26th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in Primrose Room, Atwood. Friday, October 27th, noon to 3 p.m. in Isabel Room in the Lawrence Hall. Monday, November 6th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lotus Room, Atwood. Thursday, November 9th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in Primrose Room, Atwood. Friday, December 1st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Isabel Room, Lawrence Hall. And the last one is Wednesday, December 13th, 8 a.m. to noon in Maple Room and Atwood. And you can show up during those times and just come to the room during those times and do the interview. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, not too long. You can come into the LGBT Research Center and sign up on a physical sheet, or go to our website or our social media and click that link and sign up through Sign Up Genius.
I was just going to say, I bet there's a way for people to find all this online.
Yeah.
well, what is the website again, real quick, just so people know?
So the website is stcloudstate.edu/LGBT, and click on our programs and events.
Yeah, pretty straightforward there.
Yeah. Right, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. Right. Anything else you want to throw out there about it either?
No. I mean, I could always talk about more, but just stop by the LGBT Research Center. We're a very welcoming and inclusive space. Come in and say hi to our staff. Come hang out, eat some lunch in our center, use our computers. We got a computer lab. But stop in and say hi. We are super excited and stoked to be doing programs and initiatives that create a more inclusive environment for all students, especially queer and trans folk. So,
yeah, right on. Well, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with LGBT Resource Center Director Seth Camphor here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. And the Story Project, once again, runs through December with multiple opportunities for folks to come and tell their stories. And then stay tuned to KVSC for more details on how the Story Project develops, so you might be able to learn a little bit more about the struggles and successes of some of your neighbors out in the community. For more information on this and their many other projects, you can find the LGBT Resource Center online at www.stcloudstate.edu/LGBT. Or you can find links to them on our website at kvsc.org under the podcast and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the link to this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It has been produced at KVSC, proud member of AMPRS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.